I pour the wine in your glass. We made love in the kitchen. Oh, my Chanel's baby. It's you, only you. I know what I want.
Oh! nocna. Ten niby tak. Wszystko jest tak. I ty też. Dalej Pitcairn. Odechy płytkie. Na chwilę kurzy już dzień. Szybko to mija. Jagos. Wygodny Apple. Słychać megafon. Odbija się od dna. Słowa dziwne jak na urobę. Ty kopia. Ururo, nie ma obaw. Rejs trwa. Tak, chcesz tu być. To raj, chodni bar. Nazwijmy ośni. Od tysiącu. Weź. Tu Nauru. A tam kura ja. Dzień na kusi w unikornu. Kusi tak. Tak, chcesz tu być. To raj, chodni bar. Nie ma obaw. Rejs ma. Na tysiąc. Weź. Tysiąc.
You dreamed about me. You dream about me. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Uitzending van Glorie de Mensheid.
Vrees niet en wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
Dat de schitterende dragers ter vooruitgang op hun pad niet achterop kijken. Omdat zij niet over de voorhoede der voorzichtigen struiken. En verstrikt raken in de verwarring der ongehoorzamen.
Wees verheugd. Dit is geen uitzending van Glorie der Mensheid.
De meeste was wordt tegenwoordig niet meer zo vuil. Bont kan op 60 graden, maar ook het meeste wit. Met Topsy 60 bont en het meeste wit goed schoon op 60 graden. Topsy 60.
Problemen met mijn televisietoestel kan ik natuurlijk niet gebruiken. Ik moet mijn eigen shows zien. Daarom huur ik bij Scala het TV Plus plan met alle voordelen. Zoals service het gehele jaar door, zelfs in het weekend. Huren bij Scala, dat moet u ook doen. Voor TV en video. Ja. Ik geef u even het Scala telefoon.
Ja.
Schrijf maar op. Scala 030-622-344. Graag gedaan.
Wir kämpfen von oben nach unten jede Etage durch. Alle Leute nach unten zum Ausgang finden. Schau auf, Leute!
Hey, was soll der Aufstand?
Bitte verlassen Sie alle die Wohnung.
James, lass mich nicht allein.
Lass mich uns vorbei.
Ich hab dich! Lass mich zu meinem Mann!
Kann ich dich halten?
Jeder Leichnam muss durch uns zerstört werden, sonst verwandelt er sich ebenfalls in ein Monstrum. Nach einiger Zeit erhebt es sich und tötet, und seine Opfer verwandeln sich ebenfalls und töten auch. Auch wenn es pietätlos klingt, die Leichen müssen zerstört werden, indem wir das Gehirn entweder irreparabel schädigen oder es vom übrigen Körper separieren.
Die Öffentlichkeit verlangt nach Tatsachen. Was wissen Sie genau?
Einiges wissen wir mit Sicherheit. Zum Beispiel, warum Sie töten. Sie töten aus einem einzigen Grund. Sie brauchen Nahrung.
Soeben erhalten wir von unserem Reporter beim Nationalen Kriegsstab die Bestätigung, dass die Verbindung mit Detroit endgültig abgerissen ist.
Aha, sofort Ruhe!
Nur für mein Tennis, die müssen am alle sagen.
Will, dass du mitkommst.
Was soll das heißen?
Dass mein Krieg vorbei ist. Er greift niemals zuerst zurück. Er schlägt nur zurück. Beim ersten Mal kämpft er für sich selbst. Beim zweiten Mal kämpft er für sein Land.
Los, bewegt euch!
Und jetzt...
Bambo! Irgendwas ist schiefgelaufen.
Geht es um seinen Freund?
Goldman war ein guter Mann. Es tut mir wirklich sehr leid.
Sie wollen nichts mehr für ihn tun?
Was erwarten Sie denn von uns? Soll ich ein Delta-Ding einfliegen lassen und einen internationalen Konflikt provozieren?
Ja,
so wie du aussehen. Du haben keine Ahnung von Krieg.
Ach ja, was Sie nicht sagen.
Sollte man sie gefangen nehmen, werden wir nicht nur die Beteiligung an der Aktion, sondern auch die Kenntnis ihrer Existenz leugnen.
Das kommt mir bekannt vor.
Wer ist dieser John?
Das werden Sie noch merken.
Ich weiß, er ist ein Freund. Aber das könnt ihr nicht tun. Ihr werdet uns beide sterben. Wofür denn?
Weil das auch für mich tut.
Nein!
Für wen hält sich dieser Mann? Für Gott!
Gott kennt Gnade, aber er nicht.
Wer bist du?
Ein schlimmster Albtraum.
Another day of infamy has come within your lifetime and mine. Thousands have died, victims of this treacherous attack. But it will not go unpunished.
Emergency announcement. Unidentified planes approaching. The red alert is on.
Take this station out of the air.
Prince, they're coming into the building now.
We take over now.
For what? To make more money for you?
You remember how they treated the other people that were hanging in the house? Now look, let me tell you something. You cannot deal with these criminals. Your daughter is as good as dead. She's finished.
No!
Victoria!
You murderer!
No! Son of a bitch! This guy's killed a lot of people. And if you try to cover up for him, I'm gonna hang your ass.
Caution. Morally and sexually, this may shock you. But it's an experience in psychosadism you will never forget. Death will force you to sit through bizarre terror without a heart, without a soul, without a conscience. You will be fascinated and spellbound by stark brutality and moral abuse.
You're not gonna fool
anything! Let me speak!
Theirs is not an ordinary job. Their job is to rob and kill. Masked, swift, merciless murderers. A band of vicious mobsters planning crime after crime. Killing anyone who gets in their path. Choosing their prey and making it pay. Posing as businessmen and baffling the police at every turn. Criminals without conscience.
Hi, I'm Doug Henning, here to tell you about an amazing thing. Get High on Yourself Week. We all have dreams and goals we want to attain. Just believe, then like magic, they're yours. Take pride in yourself. Get high on yourself.
The very thoughtlessness of youth has led to a living nightmare. To these acts, it was a bodily demand. He was using 4 or 5 caps a day now. They cost him $7.50. $52.50 a week. It was more than his salary for store to pay for. But he was used as a time for fun, pranks, and jokes. For finding two...
Meneer de Volk, geheel anders zijn. Vibrators in diverse uitzendingen, sukkelringen... Dat is op een gegeven moment geslachtsverandering. Dat is na een tijd wel in de mode gegeven.
Werd hij voor de oorlog?
Dat is een
droogrekken voor de condooms. 60 cent per
weg. Maar bij Centraal Middelendepot. Nu levert dat Centraal Middelendepot geheel andere zaken. Vibrators in diverse uitvoeringen. Prikkelringen. erectiebevorderende vitalisators, verlengende en verdikkende condooms, kunstpenissen, duoballs, lustvingers, kunstvagina's en een opblaasbare pop met 3 openingen die gemakkelijk is schoon te houden.
Me sick like the reefers did?
It started with marijuana cigarettes.
Come on, it's my turn next.
Gee, Duke, where'd you get him?
I know a guy. 3 for a buck.
Let me try.
After smoking reefers, Marty's befogged brain hit on a clever way to open pop bottles. Later, Stan went to the hospital for swallowing broken glass. Marty badly cut the inside of his mouth, though he didn't even know it at the time. Before long, Marty was hooked, physically dependent on heroin. Nothing mattered but the ever-present craving for the drugs. He had given up interest in everything else.
I'll tell you, they've lost any chance to depend on and even restore that most precious of all inner senses, judgment. And in my way of thinking, without judgment, you might as well be dead. Your brain is, so why not the rest of you?
We were talking about marijuana.
We still are. Marijuana is the flame. Heroin is the fuse. LSD is the bomb. So don't you try to equate liquor with marijuana, mister. Not with me. You may sell that jazz to another pothead, but not to somebody who spends most of their time holding some sick kid's head while he vomits and retches sitting on a curbstone at 4 o'clock in the morning. And when his knees get enough starch back in him so he can stand up and empty his pockets, you can bet he'll turn out a stick or two of marijuana. And you can double your money, he'll be holding a sugar cube or a cap or two. So don't you con me with your mind expansion slop. I deal with kids every day. I try to clean up the mess that people like you make out of them. I'm the expert here. You're not. If marijuana possesses only half the potential of alcohol for violence, criminality, accidents, and social degradation, do we need pot?
Any other observations you'd like to make, Professor?
The Karen rebels!
The Bible.
I'd buy that for a dollar.
That which flies by noonday. And yet we do.
I guess it's been about 6 months ago. Paul Jr. just really felt impressed of the Holy Spirit to begin a ministry that no one had really undertaken. And one night in their home, he had heard rumors that records played backwards had messages to Satan on them. And he got a hold of one and played it in his home. And I remember we were at the Jimmy Swaggart camp meeting in Long Beach, and I got a call to the trailer. And Paul Jr. was crying, and he said, Mama, Mama. I said, honey, what's wrong? He said, Mama, I just played that record backwards and said it had praises to Satan. And he said, Tawny and I are crying. And he said, it just made the hair stand up on back of my head. And he said, I'm going to search into it. We're going to do more into it. So he began asking the Holy Spirit to help him. And people, I got a letter the other day from a little girl, and I'll just say she lives in the Lake Elsinore area. I won't give her name. But she sent a piece of material to us that was written by a gentleman who was one of the head Satanists in England for many years. His home was called the House of the Beast 666. Well, one of the rock and roll singers lives in that house today. This young girl uncovered a book that was written by this gentleman in 1929, and he began talking, and she quotes pages from this book. It is a written book. It is on the market. It can be bought, and it tells how Satanist people should begin walking backwards, thinking backwards, writing backwards, talking backwards, watching movies backwards, and especially listening to phonograph records backwards. And we have authenticated where it came from and how these messages, they came literally from a guy who was one of the head Satanists of England through these rock and roll singers that come out of England. So we have exposed Satan. Now he is exposed on this backward masking that he's doing. And Paul Jr. right now, in fact, in just a few moments, will be taping the Merv Griffin Show. And it'll be shown coast to coast. And so if you see me run off in a corner and just be praying, you'll know that I'm praying for our son. Because he really needs the touch of the Holy Spirit in a very special way tonight.
Achtung und aufgepasst!
Ich habe ein winziges Problem.
Er wird zum Experten
für die Feuerwaffen,
Der Auftrag.
Du bist der beste Mann, den ich jemals hatte.
Sein Auftrag, Amerikaner im Dschungel Südostasiens aufzuspüren.
Glauben Sie, er findet welche?
Was, Überlebende?
Nie.
Na los, macht! Bewegt euch, Mensch!
Sein Befehl lautete, sich dem Feind nicht zum Kampf zu stellen. Der Auftrag.
Ja!
Er hat nur 36 Stunden, um den Auftrag auszuführen und wieder zum Treffpunkt zurückzukehren.
Wir gehen runter.
Wir bleiben, wo wir sind.
Sie kommen zurück, das ist der Befehl! Kommt schon!
Er wurde verraten und hinter den feindlichen Linien zurückgelassen.
Sie machen den größten Fehler Ihres Lebens.
Und welchen, wenn ich fragen darf?
Und jetzt kämpft er allein. Mit den Mitteln, die er für richtig hält.
Ihr seid verweichlicht. Von jetzt an laufen eure Mann nicht mehr hinterher.
Den Hintern.
Fertig. Los, vorwärts, aber schnell wieder zurück.
Alle bedeutet, nennt er sein Zuhause.
Brainwalk, running into someone on the street and exchanging a few words. It requires the isolation and time to convince the subject that everything they know is wrong
and that they are a bad person. It then continues on with trying to force out a confession that the subject is bad and that they want to renounce all of the things that they have done that are bad due to their old identity. Finally,
the subject will be led
in the direction of believing that they can change for the better if they just abandon their old ideas and throughout history, people have been claiming that they committed terrible acts because they have been blamed. It was an excuse that many were claiming to save their own lives or to get away with a mass murder.
Experts believe that there are 2 million American drug users who may be able to get off drugs with proper treatment. But right now, only 40% of them are actually getting help. This is simply not good enough. Many people who need treatment won't seek it on their own. And some who do seek it.
I'm gonna shove it down your throat until it comes out of your fucking asshole, you big mouth bastard. What's this? What is this? Oh, pay attention. What is this?
I love you. I love you.
Shut up, you cocksucker. You talk too much. Shut up.
I love you.
Shut up, you cocksucker. You talk too much. Shut up.
Let me kiss the ring. Let me kiss your ring.
You know what you're gonna kiss? You're gonna kiss my prick. You fucking rat.
Oh, Jesus, you fuck you. What's the matter, boss?
Hey, you never know, looking too well, boss.
Kill the rat.
Holy shit, he's dripping.
Oh.
Oh.
Oh,
get him off.
Oh, look at that.
What's the matter? You can't hold your liquor, huh?
Cocksucker! Oh, shit! What the fuck with my balls?
Kiss your prick. It's dripping down the stairs.
You fuck you.
Man. What's the matter? You can't hold your liquor, huh?
Cocksucker! Oh, shit!
Dat leidt tot depressiviteit bij het slachtoffer en op latere leeftijd bij de daders tot crimineel gedrag.
We hebben ons vertrouwd moeten maken met geweld, met militaire manoeuvres, met internationale oefeningen. Omdat we onze vrijheid lief hebben, omdat we een oorlog willen voorkomen.
Denk eraan,
dass der Mensch des Menschen Feind ist und dass er sinnt auf Vernichtung.
Wir sind Teil von einer Zusammenleben. Wir wohnen in dicht bevolkte Städten, Bijenkorven, Mierenhoeken. En we voelen ons als de badmeester die schreeuwt om verstaan te worden, maar wiens woorden verdrinken. Bijenkorven, mierenhopen, kuddedieren, massamensen. Links, rechts, links, rechts, roept men tegen ons. En we doen links, rechts, links, rechts. We zijn geen individuen. We zijn een ongenoemde stem in collectief verband. Bijenkorven, kuddedieren, mierenhopen, massamensen.
And draw curtains. Then go to your fallout room and stay there. If the fallout warning sounds are heard, they will be like
to say that quote. I live with it every minute of every day of my life.
A lot of times he feels like he's working for the wrong side. You know that he's playing the devil's music.
Kurt Cobain, who was the front man of Nirvana before committing suicide, was Rolling Stones artist of the decade. In your fallout room.
That is, you should get inside your inner refuge and stay there. After 2 days, the danger from fallout will get less, but don't take any risks by contact with it. The longer you stay in your refuge, the better.
You greedy scum bastard!
Listen to your radio. Stay where you are.
I remember one time I went to Coney Island and I had a runny nose and someone hit me so hard in the bumper cars that I swallowed all my snots. Bang! You know what I mean?
Thank you for sharing that with me.
Fuck you. Suck my dick.
Suck your own dick, you schmuck.
Go fuck your dog, Ed.
Very witty, Trick Lips. You can go fuck my dog.
Man, you're gonna love it here.
If you didn't like it, you would call it a bum trip or a freak out. Okay, are you ready for a trip? How much LSD do you think it would take? Actually, it doesn't take very much. If we were very careful in dividing it up, we could get enough doses out of 1 pound to take, get this, 4.5 million people on a trip.
All right, G for me.
I'll be your trip leader. You just do as I tell you.
You have some LSP. You're ready. Lick it off and close your eyes. Now a trip is something like a dream, but it's about 100 times as strong, and you think that you're wide awake. As a matter of fact, there's no way that you can go to sleep while you're on LSD.
Dan krijgt men de politieke dictatuur van het proletarisch communisme. Het meest in overeenstemming met onze Germaanse aard, met onze Nederlandse traditie, met een zin van onze bevolking is een derde ontwikkeling, waarbij de politieke macht rechtstreeks stoelende op de volkskunde het economische leven niet voert, maar het leidt, het organiseert en het controleert. Dit is de nationaal-socialistische afdeling. Menigeen die zich nog niet kan losmaken van datgene wat hij vroeger heeft meegemaakt en die met die typisch conservatisme dat zo dikwijls een onvermijdelijke ontwikkeling in Nederland heeft geremd, het nieuwe altijd als het verderfelijke beschouwt, kan zich aan deze vorm niet gewend. Evenals deze mensen menen dat op geestelijk gebied het einde van het humanisme en het opkomen van een volkse cultuur het einde der beschaving betekent, zo denken zij ook dat het einde van de kapitalistische ongebondenheid het begin van de dwingelandij betekent. Het is weinig het verleden kennen iets aan te nemen. Het zou verkeerd zijn te smalen op hetgeen ons voorgeslacht in het teken van het humanisme en het kapitalisme heeft voortgezet. Maar ook in de middeleeuwse gebondenheid hebben de Germaanse volkeren grote dingen gevolgd. Tegenover de onbewust gebonden mens van de middeleeuwen en de bewust ongebonden mens van de nu verdwijnende humanistisch-kapitalistische tijd brengt het nationaal-socialisme het tijdperk van de bewust gebonden mens. Wie vertrouwen heeft in zijn volk, zal weten dat hij ook in deze tijd een belangrijke taak in de wereld heeft te vervullen. Ik dank u. Geachte luisteraar, ik heb in de vorige maand uiteengezet hoe de Nederlandse politiek van de laatste jaren uit afkeer van het nationaal socialisme economisch Nederland van zijn verbinding met Duitsland heeft verwijderd in plaats van het er dichter naartoe te brengen.
100% muziek van Nederland.
Ik ben heel erg benieuwd.
Het is gewoon geweldig. We zijn de tissues vergeten.
Oh, ik ook.
We zijn de tissues vergeten. We weten nu al dat we gaan huilen. Ja.
Dag, dag. Ik weet het.
Hey, Frank.
Hey, Johnny.
Aus met dit. Du wirst verlegt.
Warum? Ich habe nichts getan.
Aber einer aus seiner Vergangenheit. Will ihm die Zukunft zerstören.
Willkommen in Gateway, Leone. Wir haben auf dich gewartet.
Er war ein Mustergefangener in Norwood. Warum wurde er hierher gebracht?
Eine Routineverlegung.
Deine Schulden sind bezahlt.
An den Staat, nicht an mich.
Vorhin. Was bedeutet das, Mann?
Vertraue niemandem, nur so kannst du überleben.
Er lässt sich nicht provozieren.
Jeder hat einen schwachen Punkt, wer befinden Sie sein? Strike Moscow with
Hast du was zu sagen?
Ja.
Na los, sag es!
Der Punkt geht an dich!
Kannst du in so einem Schweineladen bloß immer so gut drauf sein?
Sagen Sie mir, was los ist!
Dafür habe ich Sie erschossen.
Was ist mit dir?
Es ist alles okay. Ich vermisse dich und ich liebe zu weit.
Wir sind hier und solange wir hier sind, gehören wir ihm!
Du kannst dich schon mal langsam daran gewöhnen. Erst.
America's first intercontinental ballistic missile.
Und ich stelle die Spielregeln auf.
Ich werde auf keinen Fall.
Überleben ist alles. Der beste und stärkste, den es je gab.
They have 5 years worth of food. They've got hydroponic growing systems, and apparently 70 people—that's a community—can live for 5 years and wait for the worst to blow over.
Just multiply that by millions. You can imagine the aftermath of a global nuclear exchange.
When Russian warheads struck American missile silos in the northern mountain states, radioactive fallout began taking a massive toll.
Wind patterns would carry it and drop it on huge areas of the country. So there would essentially be no safe place to go.
To have some idea of what's going to happen in the future after these cities are ruined, think of Chernobyl.
Jesus, out of these...
Damn it.
Was? Schluss mit dem Unsinn. Hören Sie auf.
The age of accountability, and I believe that instantly makes them ready for the rapture. That rapture could take place at any moment, mister. What is it going to take to be ready for it? There's been a lot of controversy here. What will it take, Brother Swag? To seal and be assured
that our poisoning the minds of our Salvadorian Jews are going to be the first to bleed.
There is one requirement that the Bible states, and I want you to hear me closely. One requirement.
A shit-faced desecration of
an archbishop. Written down in the Lamb's Book of Life. To be saved by the blood of Jesus and to continue in the faith. Continue in the faith.
Every one of our people, we will kill 100 of them.
He said, if you endure,
we will avenge the death.
The same shall be saved. He said, if you're lukewarm, I'll spew you out of my mouth.
Some that have sold our country out to the communists will die.
Years ago and maybe you're not doing too well, now everything
that have sold our country out to the communists will die.
Say that, mister. Jesus said and told those churches over and over again to repent. He said, if you don't repent, I'll come and take your candlesticks away from you and out of their place. Brother, it's revival today. We must have it within our midst. You may be banking on that night that you walked down an aisle 15 years ago and the Spirit of God touched your soul and you haven't felt the Spirit of God in 15 years.
Bands like Grim Reaper, Slayer, Venom, and Merciful Fate are very popular in this regard.
And
The song Into the Coven by Merciful Fate says, howl like a wolf and a witch will open the door. Undress until you're naked. Take this white cross. Now crush it. Crush the cross. Suck the blood from this holy knife and say after me, my soul belongs to Satan. The cover notes from the album Welcome to Hell by Venom include the following. We are possessed by all that is evil. The death of you, God, we demand. We spit at the virgin you worship and sit at Lord Satan's right hand. In the song Possessed, they sing, look at me, Satan's child, born of evil, thus defiled, brought to life through satanic birth, raised in hell to live on earth.
And I heard a voice from heaven, as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of a great thunder. And I heard the voice of harpers harping with their harps. And they sung, as it were, a new song before the throne, and before the four beasts and the elders. And no man could learn that song but the 144,000, which were redeemed from the earth. These are they.
From this moment on, the PTP Television Network plans to broadcast television and radio nonstop, 24 hours a day, until the second coming of Jesus Christ.